Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And let's take a second to check in on the biggest story, or one of the biggest stories of the past year. It all started in Benghazi, the revolution that ended Muammar Gaddafi's 42-year reign in Libya. Over 6 months, the uprising moved west along the desert coast before Tripoli was finally conquered. The people of Benghazi had long complained they were ignored by Gaddafi, but now some of them feel the same thing is happening in the new Libya. The BBC's John Donison reports.
I'm here in what's now called Freedom Square in Benghazi. There's a few kids running around playing hide and seek amongst the posters and photographs of some of the young men who died during Libya's war. And in front of me, a big billboard with the words, "We have a dream." People in this city believe they were the spark that lit the fire. But with much of the power now back in Tripoli, some here believe the new government has already left them behind.
And in recent weeks, there have been protests in Benghazi against the new powers in Libya. At one demo, I meet a young man, Lamine Bijou.
Benghazi has started everything, and we deserve to be in charge. We know what democracy is, because we work for democracy, we fight for the democracy, and now we want proper democracy, proper government.
Others in Benghazi, like Ahmed Nayoum, say they've already got a sense of déjà vu.
If things don't change, they'll go out and demonstrate again and they will topple the new regime.
Don't you need to be a bit patient?
Patience is important, and everybody says patience, but it's been so long now, and there's been no even short-term results.
And 1,000 kilometres away in the capital, Tripoli, it's easy to see that this is where Libya's movers and shakers are now based. Sharp-suited delegates mingle over tea and biscuits at a reconciliation event in one of the city's plush conference centres. But when I meet the new Prime Minister, Abdurrahim El-Kib, he denies that Benghazi is being marginalised.
I lived in Benghazi and I grew up there, I went to school there. That city is as dear to me as Tripoli is, and in many ways more. So I think what we need to do in terms of each major city is to start thinking strategically, because we cannot be duplicates of each other. There is room for all these cities to have their own image. I mean, we can't be all Tripoli, we can't be all Benghazi, we can't be all Tobruk or Sebha. We need to have our own flavor, but with the Libyan touch, you know. So, but you will see a better Libya, I guarantee you that.
Mr. Al-Kib says it's important to remember just how far Libya has come in a matter of months. And across the country, you can see symbols of that dramatic change.
This was once the very seat of power in Libya, Colonel Gaddafi's house in his main compound in Tripoli. It's unrecognisable now, a twisted mess of concrete and steel. You've got kids scrambling around from what was once, I imagine, the roof, the building daubed with graffiti. And as you might be able to hear from all the tweeting and the twittering around me, this compound, at least on a Friday, is now a pet market.
Among the shoppers, I stumble across the new Deputy Education Minister, Fatia Khoury.
When people are unfair or oppressive, they end up like this. So we should learn from history.
I guess this revolution, it started in Benghazi. It now feels like the centre of things is back in Tripoli again. Is that the way it should be?
It doesn't matter. The centre of everything is in the heart of the Libyans, wherever they are. Tripoli or Benghazi or any city, all the people need justice, need development, need a better future.
But some Tripolitanians, like Ahmed Abu Kash, are wary of focusing everything back in the capital.
I hope the new government actually gives the chance for Benghazi to roll up in the government, because in the previous government, in the Gaddafi regime, most of the Libyans were from Sirte, his own tribe, and Tripoli. But we hope this changes so all Libya can get its place in the new government.
And if that doesn't happen?
If that doesn't happen, I think Benghazi will start up a second revolution.